you got it. The hottest band in the land, Kiss.
I didn't do the Paul voice this time to start.
Welcome back.
Part two, Kiss.
Yeah.
Alive 2.
Hey, welcome, yeah, to our next installment of Sidetracks, and we're still talking about Kiss.
We are. It's a long subject.
There will be other sidetracks, but there's so much to cover with these guys, so where did we leave off? I think we left them at their peak of
yes.
crazy popularity.
Kiss meets the yes. Phantom
of the Park. Sounds cool.
Yes.
It's not.
No. Unless you're, you know, 7 or 8. or 9.
Or really, really, really high. yes. Yeah. So check out part one to hear all that so we don't just rehash all that stuff. We're just going to move on.
That's right. Because
move on.
We're on a time crunch.
That's right. We're trying to limit ourselves here so we don't drive everyone crazy with 2-hour-long podcasts. The talking about Kiss, very important. It was important to our band. It was important to seemingly every other band in the Northwest in the 90s, just about everybody.
Yes.
They might not admit to liking Van Halen. They might not admit to liking Ozzy. But everybody seemed to like Kiss,
yeah.
or at least 70s Kiss.
Yes.
The cool Kiss.
Yeah, because I guess the next trajectory for them...
It's an interesting one.
Yeah, it's like, you know, part of me is like, is it an expression of their egos by this time?
Right, like, which were
massive. But then part of me is also kind of like, I bet, you know, Ace and Peter probably got tired of... Being pushed to the side, yeah. like, no, you can write like one song, maybe. Right.
Yeah, the more I've read about in recent years about that stuff, I think that's more the case. Of course, in true Kiss fashion, they didn't tell anyone the truth back then. They just everything was just super hype and everything was rosy in Kiss land. But yeah, I know Ace for sure was feeling like he wasn't, you know, getting represented the way he wanted to be. He did finally have his first song that he sang lead vocals on on the last studio album, Love Gun.
Yeah, because he wrote a couple of their...
Yeah, he wrote some of the greats. Like, he wrote Cold Gin. The heaviest. Yeah, Cold Gin, Parasite.
Yes, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah, Strange Ways, which we covered. Couple other, like, the good, you know, all his songs were basically the heavier stuff, seems like. Not that they didn't have other heavy songs, but it just seemed like all of Ace's stuff was like that. But I know they had the bad experience doing Destroyer because Bob Ezrin, like, broke them. Basically.
Yeah.
And then they did get to work with Eddie Kramer on the next album, and I think Love Grun. Grunion. Love Grunion. Was also Eddie Kramer. But by that time, Ace was like getting fed up.
Getting tired of this.
And Peter had threatened to quit the band several times, going all the way back, I think, to the first album.
Yeah.
Where he was like, you know, you better let me do this or I'm going to quit the band.
They'd be like, well, here's some coke.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. But yeah, so in 78 as well, that was also 78.
Yeah.
Kiss decided they were going to release each individual member a solo album.
Yes.
But under the Kiss banner. And again, being a little kid, I didn't understand how any of that stuff worked.
You just kind of went, man, 4 times the music.
Yeah. And I remember I had I don't remember where I got it, but it was like, maybe I bought a record. You remember when you'd buy records, kids, they'd put it in a bag that had handles. It was like a plastic bag.
Yeah.
It had handles. It was like almost exactly record sized. It was like that. And it was a promo for the solo albums, so it had the covers And I would just stare at that. I thought those pictures were the coolest.
Yeah, because they were awesome paintings.
Yeah, and they all look cool, even Paul.
Yeah.
We're going to rag on Paul quite a bit. But,
oh, yes.
sorry, Paul. Wrote some great songs. Killer voice sometimes, but...
Yeah, who would have thought that he wrote God of Thunder?
Right, yeah, so weird. There's a lot of Paul songs I like, but we'll get into that at some point. But yeah, the solo albums, again, Kiss is still not welcome in my house. So I saw them come out, and I had that bag. Somehow I smuggled it, kept it. but I didn't hear those records for a while. It was a while before I got to actually hear them. So,
yeah, I see. Yeah, I'd gotten, yeah, like I said, my Ace record from Robert, you know, that was
lucky.
God, it was like 1980, 81.
Okay.
But I had heard some of the songs like on the radio.
I heard New York Groove. That was the only one out of all those records that I heard.
I heard that. I heard Radioactive, which is the Gene single.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember which one was the Peter one.
I remember it, but I don't know if I heard it on the record. It's the one, it was You Matter to Me. It's got the, it's super dated sounding, which I kind of like now.
Yeah, because he's going more of like for the 50s.
Kinda. Yeah, his record's weird.
Kind of rock and roll sound.
Some soul kind of. And
yeah, Paul's is like Stars something, or I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. His is, sounds, I mean, it does, his just mostly kind of sounds like a Kiss record, I think. Except he's got like way too many ballads, like Hold Me, Touch Me, whatever. Wouldn't You Like to Know Me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's super like, ego,
but yeah,
there are
like,
some cool songs on there though.
Clearly, my favorite was, of course, my favorite person from the band, Ace.
Oh yeah, which we haven't really talked about. Yeah, Ace was always my favorite too,
and his was it rocked.
Yes,
it stuck more along the lines of Kiss
because
it was heavier.
Yeah,
you know, and I expected Gene's to also be kind of like that.
I did too.
And then, yeah, they released, oh God, what was that ballad that he did? Like, didn't he do like another single off of that?
It
was
When You Wish Upon a Star. Is it that?
I thought it was something else. But I remember hearing that. I'm just kind of like, what?
Yeah. He has a few mellower songs on there, but I can't remember because honestly, Gene's is my least favorite. So there's two songs I like on it, and the rest I can do without. Radioactive's okay, it's kind of cool. And then there's a song called, I can't think of it now. See You Tonight, and it sounds like the Beatles. Which Gene was a big Beatles fan. Mm. And I think I read this somewhere. He actually wanted, because Gene's record has a million guest stars on it, and none of them are who you want on a Gene Simmons' record. It's like Cher and who's that? I don't know. It just, it's a bunch of 70s. Although he does have like Rick Nielsen and I think Joe Perry play guitar on it too.
I could see Rick Nielsen just because they were a huge Kiss fans.
Yeah, and I think they toured a lot together. But yeah, anyway, that one song that sounds like the Beatles, Gene wanted to get Paul McCartney and John Lennon.
Oh yeah, that's gonna help.
Yeah, for some reason they declined to be on Gene's record. So he got the guys from Rain, that Beatles tribute.
Oh, yeah.
So those guys are singing backup on the Beatles-esque song because he couldn't get Paul and John.
Oh, man.
And that's about all I know about Gene's record. But yeah, I do remember hearing New York Groove on the radio because even though Paul and Gene, I don't know if they ever finally admitted it, but Ace's album was the only one that sold.
Yeah, it wasn't a number one hit, but it was top 10.
Yeah, it was a big hit. He had New York Groove was a big hit for Ace. And then after that, So then after the solo albums, which tanked, by the way, which I'd also in Kiss fashion, nobody knew at the time because they would,
they'd always make it seem like it was huge.
Yeah, I was like, they're a huge success. Oh, yeah. Best big selling records ever. So and you just believe it.
Yeah.
But they totally tanked, and except for Aces, which sold. But because of that, let's see. So then they took a break, right? Because
yeah, I think so.
Because I remember when the next album came out, it was like The Return of Kiss.
Yes. Oh,
do you want to talk about that?
Who? I remember seeing commercials on TV for the record.
Me too.
And I was excited.
Me too.
And then, I think it was like they did, you know, Gene, and you know, they showed him in his cool, weird, like molten looking costume. I was even then, I was just like, man, that's got to be heavy.
Yeah. But then, this looked cool.
Then but everybody else, I was just kind of like, what?
Yeah.
Even Ace.
Even Ace. Like, yeah, he had a cape.
Got a cape.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, essentially his design was kind of the same as the other, but it had all this like
weird, like almost like a mirror.
Like broken mirrors or something. And everything was color-y now.
Yeah.
Up till then, it'd been all silver and black.
Yeah, it's like Gene was more red.
Yeah.
Well, they followed like the solo albums. That was
Right. The color because schemes of the solo albums.
Ace's was more bluish. Blue.
Peter's Paul's was green. Yeah, Paul's
was kind of purplish pink.
Paul had that weird Peter Pan pirate popping. It's a lot of peas thing going on. And it was, it was all purple. And
Peter had the lion head.
Yeah, like big green. But, it was so weird. But I remember that commercial, too. Somewhere in there, too, was they release Double Platinum, which you mentioned. Yes. And they had a TV commercial for that as well. But they still had their cool Love Gun era costumes. But I remember whenever that commercial came on, too, I'd just fall to the floor in front of the TV.
Man.
And, wow, it's so cool. But, that commercial. And then...
and then they played the song. Yeah.
And again, I heard that one on the radio at the time because inexplicably, it was actually a hit.
Yeah, I was just like, I think I was young enough to go, whoa, it's Kiss. I like it.
Sure.
But then part of me is just kind of like, wow, it's really disco.
Yeah. It sounds so different.
And again, you go to the record and I'm like, well, my favorite song is Ace doing a cover of a Stone song.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Yep. That's my favorite too off that record. Somebody I knew had it. I think one of my cousins had the record, so I saw the cover, and I think I was underwhelmed by the cover too because it was just their faces.
Yeah,
it wasn't like anything cool, especially coming after Love Gun and Rock and Roll Over and Live 2. Those covers are all awesome, and then this was just like their faces.
Yeah,
with the colors, like Ace. Now Ace had like this blue eyeshadow on and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
so I, probably Gene's idea.
Gene, but so that was
79.
So, and again, Kiss would lead us to believe they were still the biggest thing on earth.
Yeah, well, I know because my sister went. She attempted to go see them at the Kingdom.
Oh. Kingdom.
Yeah.
Whoa. And that is a big show.
They're a long line, but they were in line and they were, I think like two or three people behind the actual window. They finally got up there.
Yeah.
And they put up sold out.
Oh man.
So she was going to get me a shirt, take pictures, with a shitty little Kodak disposable camera. Yeah. Those would have turned out.
Yeah. Man, that hurts.
Yeah, so damn. It's like, man.
But on the other hand, selling out the Kingdom, that is pretty big. So I guess.
Yeah, so I think.
I guess up here they were still popular.
Yeah, well. There you go.
Clearly, right. All the little Pearl Jams and Mudhoneys were there for that show. Man, that sucks.
But yeah, so then. Yeah, that was the down. That's when they clearly were starting to go down.
Right.
Because after that tour, it's like, depends on who you talk to.
Yeah.
It's like either Peter quit the band.
Right.
Or he got kicked out.
All right. But they didn't.
They still put out Unmasked.
Yeah. And it had Peter on the cover.
Yeah.
And actually, Peter's only on one song on Dynasty, too. It's all Anton Figg, which was Ace's drummer. Yeah. Yeah, on the solo album.
Who would then go on to David Letterman. David Letterman.
So he went kind of like his trajectory of weird. But great drummer, though. But yeah, so Unmasked, I'd never heard, but I was still kind of a Kiss fan. I hadn't all the way abandoned them yet. We might have talked about this on a previous podcast too, but so 80, I think I was starting to listen to real hard rock and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was starting to hear AC/DC, which would be my lifelong, you know, best band ever. Heavier stuff. I was starting to listen to rock on the radio and stuff. And so if I had heard that album, I'm wondering if I would have liked it or not, because I was already starting to like cool hard rock. But around that time, I don't know if you remember these, but they sold
what you're
these.
Gonna say.
They sell, instead of bubblegum cards, they started selling these tiny album covers with bubblegum shaped records. Yeah, okay. Well, I had the Unmasked one because I thought it was cool looking. I thought that cover was awesome because I was into comic books. And,
yeah.
Basically, if you haven't seen that album cover, it's painted or drawn at least.
Yeah, it's like a... It's like a,
tells a little story.
Yeah, like a comic, but like with the frames.
Yeah, yeah. And it's goofy, but it was cool at the time. And then that last picture is a shot from, I think, inside the booklet from Alive, what's where Ace is holding his guitar up, but they're all wearing their like 1974 suits, which I thought was weird even then, because they're clearly wearing their new weird colory suits in all the other pictures. But so they did not change costumes for that record.
No.
Except I think Paul abandoned his poofy shirt.
It's probably best.
and so Peter,
because I bought the record.
And you still have it.
I do still have it. I still have the poster that came with it.
Nice.
But now, not surprisingly, you know, like, I think Ace did two or three songs on here.
Yeah, and they're not his best, though. But
no, but they are the best. Yeah, because it was supposed to be a play off of, you know, like, oh, they should just take the makeup off.
Right.
And, yeah, so they end, they do... But they have the makeup on.
Oh, there. They really look like that. Yeah, I remember that.
But even
I thought that was cool.
Listening to him, like, man, this is a really disappointing record.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine. I don't know if I would have liked it. But it's funny. Now I kind of like some of the songs on it. But some of them are just like, yeah.
Yeah, they were clearly trying to recapture the magic,
which is weird when you think about the direction they went on that record, because it was 1980. Okay, 1980, Back in Black, British Steel, the first Iron Maiden record. I mean, there's a ton of cool, like, heavy records, and Kiss went even poppier.
Yeah,
like they could have jumped on that bandwagon and like saved their career a few years earlier. But for some reason, they got, that's their like poppiest album.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
And it couldn't save their career because they slid down
even further. Yeah. And again, I didn't know about concerts and stuff at the time, but reading about that tour now, I guess it was abysmal. Like nobody was coming to those shows, except they went to Australia, I guess, for the first time, and they were like hailed as heroes there. And there's crazy footage. It's like the Beatles, of people like mobbing them outside their hotel. Mm-hmm. It's literally like the Beatles. There's like thousands of kids in the street, and there you can see little Paul, you know, up in his hotel room window, like waving at people and stuff. It's really weird. So wow. I guess Australia loved them in 1980, but man. Yeah, everywhere else they were like, nope. I'm going to go buy that new Iron Maiden record.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because then... Yeah, because they... The next record...
Oh, man.
Yeah. They decided to change a little bit. I mean, like, Gene cut his hair.
Yeah, I remember seeing those pictures.
So did Ace.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of the platform shoes.
Right. Oh, and they had a new drummer.
That's right.
The Fox. yeah, Peter was gone. They finally acknowledged that Peter wasn't in the band anymore. Yeah, I had a hit. I was starting to buy Hit Paraders at that point because I was getting into Ozzy and all that stuff. So I was buying Hit Paraders, and I remember, I guess that was
82?
Somewhere in there.
81, 82.
Anyway, of course, the record we're talking about, Music from the Elder. Concept album.
Kiss doing a concept record.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Oh.
Reunited with Bob Ezrin as producer. I read that cocaine had a lot to do. I think Bob Ezrin was completely out of his mind on coke at that point.
Wow.
Ace had basically checked out. He thought it was all stupid.
Yeah.
Didn't want anything to do with it. Peter's gone. Yeah, like you said, they changed their image. The makeup stayed the same, but yeah, the other stuff. But I had that Hit Parader, and it had the new costumes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Or it had an article about Kiss or whatever. And first of all, I was like, who's this guy that's not Peter? And then I was like, actually, Gene looked kind of cool. He kind of looked like something out of my... I was getting into Dungeons and Dragons. He had the like chainmail or something.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And his hair was like in a
weird ponytail, but it was cut along the side.
It's very strange. But I actually thought Gene kind of looked cool at that point. He changed it. He didn't stay with that though, because on that Fridays clip, he doesn't look like that. I don't think.
No.
But yeah, and Ace's hair was shorter. I was like, this is weird. So I'd kind of checked out on Kiss, just like Ace had.
Well, I think by then I finally gave it up.
Yeah.
I was just like, no, this is shit. Yeah, because I watched them on Fridays. I was excited.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, man, what is this? I mean, they were trying to sound smart, but they weren't.
Yeah.
lots of orchestration, mm-hmm. I remember, on a song.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wasn't feeling. I was like, man, these guys just need to stop.
Yeah. Oh, Paul had that big purple headband, by the way.
Oh, right.
And those weird, like, giant beads around his... So, yeah, I was... I saw the album. That was the other thing. I was like, what is this? Because it was just a hand on a door.
Yes.
And Music from the Elder. I was like, what? And there's no pictures of the band on the album for the first time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was confused and just... had already gotten into other stuff. So I think at that point, took my little Kiss cards and put them off to the side.
Yeah.
But for a while, until somebody wanted them.
Well, yeah, because I mean, once the next record had come out.
Yeah.
I had heard a couple of the songs on the radio, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, they're getting back to...
Right.
To being, you know, heavy again, at least.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, I was like, okay, I'll give him one more chance. I didn't buy Music from the Elder. I was like, yeah. No, fuck that.
Yeah.
But I bought Creatures.
Creatures of the Night. Yeah, that was their next. That was supposed to be the comeback.
Yeah. And I remember I liked some of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, at some point I found out that even though Ace is on the cover.
Typical.
He's not on the record.
Yeah.
Typical. Like, oh, so just like Peter.
Kiss trick. They tricked us.
Yeah, and it was Vinnie Vincent.
I think there's a bunch of guitar players on that record too. But yeah, he was the guy that took Ace's place. That was the next time I saw pictures of them when Vinnie was in the band. And then I was more confused. I was like, what is happening? But I did. I heard Creatures too. I didn't hear the whole album, but the cool radio station we used to listen to, KISW, Seattle. Seattle's best rock. FM 100, not this 99.9 crap. The main DJ on there, Steve Slayton, who we're going to have to do a sidetrack about Metal Shop as well at some point. But Steve Slayton had an afternoon show, and he was doing we talked about this earlier. I can't remember the name. It was like, is it a hit or a miss? Kind of like, I'm going to play the new record. You call in, let me know. And it was Creatures.
Yeah.
He played the title track. And I remember, because he announced it, he's like, we got new Kiss. And I was kind of like, oh. Yeah, a little bit. Not caring, but also kind of curious because I'd been such a huge Kiss fan. So I listened and it's ripping. Started off, I was like, whoa, this doesn't sound like the last stuff I heard at all. I kind of dug it. So to me, it was a hit.
All right. Did you call up?
I don't think I did. I think I just listened to it.
You could have saved their career.
That's my fault. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. But I did like it. Don't know if I heard any other songs, though, off that record for a long time, unless it was I Love It Loud they might have played.
I think they probably did.
So, or I feel like maybe Slayton played War Machine on Metal Shop a couple of times, too, but which is a great song. I kind of really like that album now.
Yeah.
I went back and revisited all that stuff that I didn't like a few years ago, including the solo albums, because I loved Aces, really had no use for any of the other ones. I listened to all that stuff because it's all readily available now.
Yes.
And some of it I actually like. Hate to admit it. I really like Shandy. What can I say? It's a cool little ballad. I don't know. I like the guitars on it.
Well, at this point, they were still trying to carry off the makeup, too.
Yeah, they were on their last legs. I think they thought that record was going to propel them back to the top, but I've read since and seen interviews with those guys that tour, I guess, was even worse than the Unmasked tour. You know who one of their opening acts was on that tour, though? The Plasmatics.
What?
Yeah. How amazing would that be?
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, at the time, like we said, I was getting more into heavy metal, like proper metal, you know?
Right.
Kiss was just sort of like this band that it's not that I didn't like them or that I wasn't a fan anymore. I was just really bored and not impressed with what they'd been doing. I still liked the 70s Kiss and stuff. And but we couldn't be ready for the next step.
Oh yes.
What are we doing?
We're at 28 minutes.
Oh, maybe we should do the part 3 for the next step because it's a big one.
We could.
I think we should.
All right. But hey, this is the end of part 2.
You made it to the end, people. Yes. Thanks for listening to more Kiss Talk. I know there's probably a billion Kiss podcasts out there, but
but ours is the best.
That's right.
You wanted the best.
And you got us, so
deal with it.
Deal with it. All right, see you on part 3.